introduction by David Bromberg.
Well, actually, this is about a 17 and a half.
Excuse me, David, did I get any on you?
You did, as a matter of fact.
I thought you were doing the bullfrog imitation.
No.
Part of the song, the effect.
The rig.
Can't do it.
I got that from Frogman Henry in New Orleans.
This is a very ethnic song, the Bullfrog Blues. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know what ethnic means, it's like funky. I hate if you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your arm, bullfrogs on your arm. I mean mine, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind? You know that's a sure sign, good people, you got bullfrogs on your mind. You know it's hard when your baby's in love with your best friend. Yes, and it's even harder still when she moves in with him. And Gene, I want to tell you, it's extra, extra special hard when you and him are roommates. Yes, you look over the pillow where your sweet baby used to lay, and still does. Oh, it's hard. There's only one thing for you to do. You go down to the pawn shop and you talk to the man. You say, "Oh, Mr. Pawnbroker, oh, won't you give me a 38? Oh, Mr. Pawnbroker, man, won't you give me a 38? You know, I used to take a 44. But I've been losing weight. Well, you buy yourself a little double-breasted pinstripe charcoal gray suit and a little pearl-handled revolver, which is what you were looking for in the first place, and you go out of there dressed to kill, so to speak. And you go back to your best friend's house, and you get up on a little high chair, a stool kind of thing, and you peek over the transom into his room. And in that room you see a 100% mohair rug, a brown leather Barker lounger, a garage turntable with a Bogan amplifier, Jensen speakers, Pickering cartridge, and the Stromberg Carlson AM/FM tuner. A 5-year leather-bound collection of Playboy magazines and Spider-Man and Dr. Doom. Riz Law papers, a hooker or two. AH, that is. And a great big beauty rest double bed with satin sheets and pink pillowcases. And friend, in that bed you see your baby and your best friend. Good people, I want to tell you it's hard. I mean it's hard. It's hard. Because you always thought your best friend was something of a square. You see him in there doing things that make Dr. Kinsey want to cross his legs. Oh, it's hard. So you get down off that little high chair stool kind of thing, and you make a few quick notes, and you run back to the door. And you knock at the door. But you get no answer. So you knock again. But you get no answer. So you knock again. If you get no answer, so you charge at that door with all your might and main, just the moment your roommate, dressed in a green cannon towel, opens up the door and you go flying on across the 100% mohair carpet, past the brown leather barker lounger, and the garage turntable with the Pickering cartridge, Bogan amplifier, Jensen speakers, and the Stromberg Carlson AM/FM tuner. Past the leather-bound five-year collection of Playboy magazines, your little Spider-Man comic books with Dr. Doom, a few Rizla papers and the hooker, spelled A-H, and you land a little heap right beside the great big Beauty Rest double bed with the satin sheets. And pink pillowcases. And as you pick yourself up off that floor and wipe off the dust and pull out your pistol, you stop for the first time and you look around you and then I won't tell you, you stop and you wonder. Yes, you stop for the very first time and you wonder. I mean to say, you wonder. You wonder how the hell they got enough money to pay for all that junk in the first place. Just about this time, your baby's gonna see the gun in your hand. She's gonna walk up to you and she's gonna say something like, "Don't do anything self-destructive now." She's gonna look and she's gonna say, "Johnny, don't point that. That might be. Look, Johnny, what are you doing? Johnny, please don't. Oh, Johnny, don't." She knows your name is Dave. And as she's talking to you, you see for the first time. Tear. I mean a real genuine tear begin to form in the corner of her left eye. Well, you look at that tear and it moves you. Tina, I want to tell you, it moves you. It moves your heart and soul. It moves your mind and body. Most of all, it moves your hand holding the pistol till you got a dead beat on that tear going out the corner of her left eye. And just at the moment when you're about to squeeze that trigger, and at the same time squeeze the breath of life out of her fair little body, just at the moment you're about to do the one thing you can never undo and send her on to a better world, just at the moment you're gonna snuff out her pretty little life forever and ever, amen. She looks up at you with them big brown eyes. She says something to you that, well, something that just stops you cold. Something that freezes your finger on the trigger, turns your brain to jelly and your knees to water. I mean, she looks up at you, and she says something transmogrifying. She looks up at you, and she says, she says, she says, I'm gonna tell you just what she says now. She looks up at you with them big round brown eyes, and she says, "Hey, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your, bullfrogs on your, I mean mine, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind?" That's a sure sign, good people, you got bullfrogs on your mind. And that's the truth. Thank you.